We're talking about disgust in this episode. And have you ever wondered why a dish that is a delicacy and prized in one culture is absolutely loathsome in another? I'm thinking of things like Scottish haggis, or Wisconsin's lutefisk, or kazumarzu, which is a kind of rotten cheese. It's really popular in Sardinia. Why are people drawn to foods like that?
People get bored with the same kinds of foods day in and day out. And you'll find situations where people are eating things that are deliberately rotten. And you think, well, why would anybody ever do that? And I believe that that sort of came about as a result of just sheer boredom. And it's a slightly different flavor. It's a very strong flavor. And if it didn't kill you, the taste became something that became a cultural lodestone.
Krista Weil is a journalist with a taste for what she calls fierce food, food that's on the challenging side, like the putrefying shark meat that's Iceland's national dish.
The hákarl, yeah, this is shark meat that, if it were eaten unprepared properly, it would make you very sick because it has a lot of urea. So somehow somebody, back in the history of time, evolved a manner of preparing this meat so that it could be eaten, which is you bury it in the beach, under the beach gravel for several months, in which time bacteria set in that ferment it, or possibly rot it. There is actually a difference. But anyway, it smells very bad when it's dug up. And in order to alleviate that somewhat, it's hung to dry for another few months in a windy shack. And then it's ready to be consumed. Icelanders eat it as part of this Viking celebration that they have at the end of January, and it's consumed in tiny little cubes, innocuous-looking pink cubes, and downed with tons and tons of caraway liqueur. And, you know, it reminds everybody of the Viking ancestry, and it's a wonderful national food, but apparently nobody really likes it. The Swedish variation is rotten herring in a can called surströmming. And it's, again, it's a national dish. There's great pride attached to it. And the funny thing is you can buy it sort of in any major food or fish seller in the autumn months, and you allow it to ferment further. So you have a can in your fridge that is literally expanding and blowing up. And finally it gets to the point where you're really at risk of blowing out your entire fridge with surströmming. So you have to open it up. And you do so in a can of water because, I know this for a fact, the smell is so very bad. And even so, it's unbelievable when you open that thing up. Again, this is something that is consumed with a great deal of, in this case, vodka, usually Absolut for national pride's sake. I had my first surströmming in Hampstead Heath here, which is one of the largest parks in London, just to be sure that it got nowhere near our kitchen. And every dog within a mile came running over to figure out what the heck was that smelled like that.
Krista Weil is a journalist and author of a book called Fierce Food.